Let's all get all the gang together. It's going to be fun.
50 years ago, to buy a book, Sitkins had to call up the bookstore in Juneau and have it mailed to the island. So in 1976, three families came together to start Old Harbor Books, a place where Sitkins could gather and find nearly every genre, from philosophy and classics to bestsellers and Alaskan authors.
The vision was to have books, you know, and like to make sure that Sitka was had an opportunity to be a, I don't know, a literary community. Like, you know, Sitka deserved to be a literary community.
Board member Roger Schmidt grew up in the bookstore. His parents helped open the place when he was 7 and his sister Laura was 9. They spent weekends selling seashells out front and screen printing tote bags with the bookstore logos still used today. And they spent their downtime reading every book they could get their hands on.
I know you guys all had this passion. My dad had the passion. Everybody had this passion, which was people need to read books and they need to have access to lots of books and they need to have access to lots of different ideas. So not just, you know, we're going to have, you know, the bestsellers or whatever, but that whatever subject, books are so critical to learn. I mean, it's before the internet too, which sounds obvious but silly at the same time. But, you know, living on an island, books were our pathway to knowledge.
Schmidt says a large part of the mission of Old Harbor Books was to give back to the community. Instead of taking a paycheck, the owners made the decision to use the profits to support local organizations by doing things like subsidizing or making free their rental space upstairs.
The vision for the business was never to make money. It was to pay employees well, and then it was to be able to support the community in every way it could. And it's done that for 50 years in all kinds of ways.
Bookstore manager Ashia Lane says the bookstore continues to work with the public library and schools, sells tickets for local events, and for years even had the book boat, which traveled to surrounding communities like Tenneke Springs and Goon and Cake to deliver titles to folks who didn't have access to a local bookstore.
We're trying to continue community service via the bookstore. We'll deliver books to the jail if you're find yourself, unfortunately, over in the Sitka local lockup for the weekend. We can deliver books to you. We're really trying to not just be for private consumers.
Despite community involvement, it wasn't always easy keeping the doors open. Just like bookstores across the country that found it hard to compete with the dawn of online shops and ebooks, so did Old Harbor Books. So they pivoted and expanded their local inventory to include games and puzzles, book-themed items, cozy candles and blankets, and even art supplies. And according to Schmidt, they began to rely more on rental income to keep the bookstore going.
I think the most encouraging thing is that it seems like people love books again, and thank goodness for that. We were so worried when we were looking at, you know, that around 2000 when it just seemed like people were turning away from books and they were not passionate readers, and it just feels so hopeful that people want to read books and they want to read books in their hand, and it's just really great.
The bustling anniversary party around us is a testament to that fact. Dozens of adults and children mill about the space, sifting through book titles and looking at posters speckled with collaged photos of the bookstore throughout the years. For Sherry Foster, a retired third grade teacher, the bookstore is part of the reason she chose to live in Sitka.
We moved here in 76, and when we saw that there was a bookstore, we said, well, that's it then. We're going to stay. We weren't sure where
really?
We were going to live.
That's pretty neat.
It was a given. If there's a bookstore, it's an okay place to live.
And Foster isn't the only one who thinks Old Harbor Books is a local treasure. Rhiannon Gavon's first job was working at the bookstore, tidying shelves and ringing people up at the register.
Old Harbor Books is one of my happy places in Sitka. Like, the minute I walk in the door, I just feel a welling of joy.
She describes herself as anti-Amazon and made a vow to herself years ago that if she's going to buy a book, it's going to be from Old Harbor.
And I think that there's like a weirdly large number of people for such a small town who feel the same way. So I think, especially in these times, I think supporting local businesses is of the utmost importance. And if you want to have something in your community, you have to support it, you know?
Many rural communities throughout Alaska don't have a local bookstore. For a town of about 8,400, Sitka is pretty unique. Karen Hagee first supported Old Harbor Books 30 years before she actually moved to the community. It was the summer of 1983, and she was visiting Sitka on a kayaking trip with a friend. She's lived all over rural Alaska, and she says it's wonderful that she gets to live in a place like Sitka with such an incredible bookstore.
I mean, the fact that it's endured for 50 years is a testament to just the people who run the bookstore. And hopefully to the community, too, that it'll be here for another 50 years.
If these partygoers have anything to say about it, it probably will be. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Hope McKenney.